We are live from the basement of the Des Moines Social Club. It's a Concord Christmas, year number 4. I'm Mark Simmet, Iowa Public Radio, proud to be here again, bring you this great music. So please welcome Christopher the Concord.
Children play. You know, tomorrow's their future, but for me it's just another day. I hear them laughing, I see them smiling. You know, I used to feel the same every year when Christmas time would roll around, but I grew up and that feeling went away. And I know I can't hide from a memory, though year after year I've tried. I keep saying Santa Claus, he'll come back, but today again I lie. Oh, I see his face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen him? Tell me, have you seen him? Oh, I hear his voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen him?
From Miss Tina Haas Findlay.
Yeah. Okay, Tina.
So, when I was a little boy, living, growing up in Dallas Center, Iowa, there's always at least one. Our TV was down in the basement, and I don't know if you know this, but if you have an antenna in a concrete basement in Dallas Center, Iowa, you don't pick up anything at all. And so we watched a lot of just all of our VHS tapes at home. So we had a lot of them because there was nothing else to watch. And, you know, we had, like, all the Disney movies and all that kind of stuff. And I watched, you know, I just watched them over and over again. So I know all that stuff by heart. But eventually I got sick of that. And so then I started watching, like, you know, like my mom's tapes. And hi, Mom. Somewhere here. Started watching my mom's tapes. And that's how I discovered the pseudo-Christmas movie, The Preacher's Wife, starring Denzel Washington and Whitney Houston. And this next song is featured in that film. And here to sing it for you tonight, please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Adrian Logsdon.
Thank you.
Jackson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. She came from Fairfield, Iowa to sing that for you tonight. Okay, our next guest over here just had a stellar year. They toured America, they toured Europe, they released their new album, Dark Matter Dreams. I played their release show, no big deal. They released it on one of my favorite record labels, Bella Union, out of the UK. So they're from right here in Iowa, but their label mates include Beach House and Father John Misty and the Flaming Lips. And they've made a little time to come sing one of my favorite holiday songs. So please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, and welcome them real good for me, Field Division. Yep. Hello.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one's just begun. So this is Christmas, I hope you had fun.
Listening to the fourth annual Concord Christmas on the amazing, the one and only, incoherently, I can't cuss, Iowa Public Radio. And I want to thank them so much for having us here tonight. This is not possible without them putting all this together. We're going to talk more about that, but for now I want to say that this thing started as a little idea that we threw together in about 10 days 4 years ago, and now it's grown into the show that you're hearing tonight. We've had a lot of amazing guests over the years, but one thing I've always wanted and have never been able to pull off is a barbershop chorus. Tonight, that is about to change. Here to celebrate the most wonderful time of the year, please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, the Pride of Iowa Barbershop Chorus.
Jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
of Christmas is long, long ago.
For the Pride of Iowa Barbershop Chorus. Oh, my next guests, they are part of this show. They have played, I think almost, or they've played the last couple years, I know. And this is one of my oldest friends. We started playing music a long time ago when we were about 14, 15 years old out in Dallas Center, Iowa, because we didn't have any TV to watch. That's why we started bands. They just released their Amends EP last month, singing a song made famous by the Everly Brothers. Please welcome Adam Bruce.
The winter's flaking snow is brushing through trees. I stuff my hands down deep inside my coat. I think of years ago and have remembered Christmas trees and faces that still warm me with their glow. The cold and empty evening hangs around me like a ghost. I listen to my footsteps in the snow. The sound of one man walking through the snow can break your heart, but stopping doesn't help, so on I'll go. A Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. All that keeps me on my feet. I feel like I've been walking all my life. A car goes running by, the man don't even turn his head. Guess he's busy being Santa Claus tonight. The saddest part of all is knowing if I switch with him, leave him stumbling ragged by the road. I'd ride that highway to the arms of my sweet family and forget about the stranger in the cold. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride. And I can save those other souls. Well, God forgive the man that drives right by the other man. Take pity on the stranger in the car. a seed can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
Thank you. Adam Bruce. How's everybody feeling? Are we doing good so far? Is it feeling all right? Is it feeling like Christmas? Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm really excited about this next one. We've been trying to make this happen. This is a little New Orleans influenced band for you. And they actually play the first Friday of every month right on this stage. So like tomorrow night, they're gonna be here for their 46th straight show. It's the longest ongoing show that they have at the Des Moines Social Club. And it's very difficult to get in. And so if you can't make it tomorrow night or you literally can't get in, you're here now and they're gonna play a song for you. They just released an album called Black Swamp Village. And we have, who do we have here? So we got Jeff Kane on clarinet. I'm going to introduce everybody. We got Abby Sawyer's going to be singing. On bass is Chris Walsh. And blues guitarist Rob Lombard over there on the guitar. They're going to perform a little song called Merry Christmas Baby. Please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, the NOLA Jazz Band.
And I feel like I'm in paradise. I'm feeling mighty fine, y'all, 'cause I got music on my radio. I got music on my radio. Oh, oh. I feel like I'm gonna kiss you underneath that mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney. Left all them good old presents for my baby and for me. Yeah. Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, I said you sure do treat me nice. You bought me all those good old presents, and I feel like I'm in paradise. Oh, oh, oh.
Mm-hmm. It's time now for one of my favorite, very favorite Concord Christmas traditions. If the moral arc of the universe bends toward justice, then the future should be better than the past, right? And the future should be more right than the present. And if children are the future, then it only follows that children and our young people are more right than the rest of us. And that's why I invite Run DSM to be a part of this show every year. They support and empower students on their journey to becoming community-based activists, providing them with a platform to be heard. Their vision, to shift the perception of youth by fighting illiteracy, discrimination, and silence, allowing them a greater part in the conversation for change. Here with his original piece about overcoming feelings of helplessness, please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, East High School senior and Run DSM artist, Chris Solis.
At the age of 13, I got into my first fight. I didn't tell my dad about it though, mostly because I didn't know how. How do you tell your father you're losing a battle to yourself? How do you tell him the thoughts in your head are pummeling you, making you lose parts of your sanity, wishing the worst on the body that holds them? How do you tell him that you're not okay when he's devoted his whole life to making sure you were? I always told myself, it can only get better. And honestly, I've been waiting so long for better to come, or maybe I'm just bad at looking for it. My existence is like a rerun to a bad sitcom, one where the protagonist always seems to fall short from his goals, and my goal was happiness. My goal was to finally be able to wake up and take this world by storm, letting limitations no longer exist and to begin conquering my greatest fears. I wish I was strong enough to stand up to the tyranny that you put me through. You beat me down without an effort. It's so weird how I just stood there and took it. It's almost like I enjoyed being hurt my whole life. I let you take control, like it was your life to live. You became the puppet master. You played with my strings to make sure I stayed away from anything that could bring me joy. You made me keep silent and warned me of the consequences. You told me opening up would only make situations worse, that people would start to neglect me more than I already neglect myself. I took that advice and I made silence my best friend. That day, I took a pen out of a cluttered drawer, wrote a scripture of my pain so I could escape my cluttered mind. Escape my cluttered mind. Sorry, my phone. So I could escape my cluttered mind, finally giving me the opportunity to reach my enlightenment, to grow and not let negativity cut me down, to not be stuck on pause, because honestly, my whole life, I just needed a little bit of movement, to not see fears as fears, but to see them as challenges I am blessed to overcome, to not see my mind as an enemy, but to see it as a friend.
Give a huge round of applause to Chris Salas. I asked him if we could do that to music about 10 minutes ago, and he said, sure, and we made it happen. That was beautiful, my man. Thank you so much. Let's run DSM. Hey, I want you to put it on your calendars, everybody, that Run DSM's annual Teen Summit is February 9th at Hoyt Sherman Place from 1 to 3 p.m., and the event is totally free. February 9th, that's in a couple months now. And also, P.S., by the way, if it makes you feel bad that your children know more than you do, remember that you also know more than your parents, too, so it's not so bad. Yeah. All right, these next guys I first met when I started playing shows up in the Cedar Valley area, which is where they hail from. They're finishing up a new album now, but their last one, Square America, is available right now. Playing a beautiful song, a Christmas song, originally written and recorded by The Band. Please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Twins! Hey.
Thanks, everybody, for having us. It's a lot of fun.
Would you come down to the manger? Would you see the little stranger? Wrapped in swaddling clothes, yeah, the Prince of Peace. The truth stop burning, and the wheels start turning, and the old wise men journey from the east. A shepherd on a hillside, where over my flock I buy. Oh, what coincidence, a band of angels sing. In a dream I hear a voice, so fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, raise a newborn king.
That's twins, everybody. Okay, so I've had the opportunity to tour all around and play shows all over the place. And over the years, I've developed great friendships with a lot of musicians from all the places that I've visited. And I've always wanted those people that live from further away to be a part of this show, but it hasn't been possible until this year. So I'm going to direct your attention, if you can see, over here to where this black screen is, because we're going to have a direct feed video coming from Minneapolis, Minnesota. This next guest told me he wanted to do this song because the holidays, and especially New Year's Eve, is a particularly ripe time to reflect on who we are and who we are or are not with. Now, this holiday classic speaks to him, and I think it's going to speak to you as well, because it's about that beauty that is human connection, which is, after all, something we could use a little bit more of. So you may have seen his band on tour with Blitzen Trapper or Fox, and you may have heard him on NPR or the BBC. Please welcome, via the power of digital video and the internet, on a direct feed from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Peter Miller of We Are the Willows.
Bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you? Will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. I wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock at night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. What are you doing?
Peter Miller of We Are the Willows. All right, we're coming to the end of our first set here, and we're right on time, so thanks everybody for doing your best to make this smooth. I think you guys are killing it. What do you think? Yeah. So I met with our next guest early this year in a studio out in the Quad Cities to write and record an original song in 4 hours, and this is what we came up with. We wrote it and recorded all in 4 hours. We thought it turned out pretty good, and we think it makes a decent holiday message. So I asked him to come back and help us sing it. So wrapping up the first half of tonight's show, welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, the Candy Makers.
Time you don't know what to say. For what is life but a slow and steady sacrifice, a gift that is taken away. Might as well make the most of it. Might as well give what you can give. Give what you can give. Yeah.
Is in your hand.
In your hand.
All you got to do is turn it away. Get out of yourself. Get up off the shelf.
Off the shelf.
Give that girl a reason to stay.
Might as well make the most of it. Might as well give what you can give. Give what you can give.
Might as well make the most of it, right?
If you got a little, why don't you give a little? And if you got a lot, why don't you give a lot? If you got a little, why don't you give a little? And if you got a lot, why don't you give a lot?
All right, hold that down real quick, man. Hey, everybody, what we're singing is,
why don't you give a little? And if you got a lot, why don't you give a lot?
So try singing that with us.
If you got a little, why don't you give a little?
And if you got a lot, if you got a lot, why don't you give a lot?
Why don't you give a lot?
Try it again. If you got a little, if you got a little, give it to me. Why don't you give a little? Why don't you give a little? Give it to me loud. If you got a lot,
if you got a lot,
why don't you give a lot?
Why don't you give a lot?
All right, one more time, really loud.
If you got a little. Might as well give what you can give. Give what you can give. Yeah.
Three.
Might as well make the most of it. Might as well give what you can give. Give what you can give.
Christmas, sing it with me.
Oh, my brother, don't you know?
It takes some soul.
It takes some soul to take control.
Sing it as loud as you can, okay? Yeah.
Oh, my brother, don't you know? It takes some soul to take control.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, my brother, don't you know?
That was the Candy Makers. You're listening to Concord Christmas on Iowa Public Radio.
Do stay tuned for set number two coming up later on here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.